From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The fate of the Senate's health care overhaul bill will be determined tonight when lawmakers cast a crucial procedural vote. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
In a rare weekend session, the Senate will vote at 8 p.m. on whether to formally open debate on the health bill cobbled together by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid from the bills produced earlier this year by two different Senate committees. The bill would expand health insurance to an estimated 31 million more people at a cost of $848 billion over 10 years, according to the Congressional Budget Office. But it would actually reduce the deficit over that time, thanks to a series of new taxes, including a boost in the Medicare payroll tax for those earning more than $200,000 a year. Republicans have been united in their opposition to the measure. That means Reid will need all 60 members of his Democratic caucus to vote to allow the bill to move to the floor for debate. So far, the vote count remains too close to call. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate Ethics Committee says Illinois Democrat Roland Burris committed misleading and inappropriate actions during his appointment to the Senate a year ago. The panel has given him a letter of what it calls qualified admonition. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Burris's problems began last December. Federal prosecutors alleged that then-Governor Rod Blagojevich was trying to sell President Obama's vacated Senate seat. Then Blagojevich appointed Burris. Burris testified that he didn't buy the seat, but he was tape-recorded telling the governor's brother he wanted it and would be sending in a campaign contribution. Prosecutors never charged him. Now the Senate committee says Burris should have known he was giving misleading information, and he shouldn't have had that talk about the appointment and the campaign money. Burris's office says the committee has, quote, conclusively found no actionable violations of the law. And in fact, the Senate says a qualified admonition is not a disciplinary action. Burris is not running to stay in the Senate. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Fort Hood shooting suspect Major Nidal Hassan faces his first court hearing today at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, Texas. The hearing will determine whether Hassan should be jailed before his trial on 13 first-degree murder charges. The suspect is reportedly paralyzed. A fierce winter storm in the Sierra Mountains is moving across Northern California and much of Nevada. The system is blamed for at least one traffic death from a multi-vehicle pileup on Interstate 80. In addition to snowfall, National Weather Service forecaster Mark Deutschendorf says the system has lashed the region with high winds.
There were gusts over 100 miles an hour up in the high mountains, over the ridge areas. There was also a lot of gusts between 60 and 80 miles an hour down in the lower elevations.
The storm knocked out power for thousands of people. It also grounded several flights. This is NPR News. A teenager from Mexico has pleaded guilty to killing a U.S. Border Patrol agent last July. 17-year-old Christian Daniel Castro Alvarez says he shot and killed Robert Rosas while trying to rob him as the agent was patrolling the border crossing between Tijuana and San Diego. But officials say two others involved in the case are still at large. European sports officials have launched a probe into what they say is a massive criminal match-fixing ring involving professional soccer teams in nine countries. Frank Browning has the story from Paris.
The European Union Football Association says the game-fixing deals could have netted a criminal band more than $15 million, affecting at least 200 soccer matches this season. The operation included major teams in Austria, Germany, Belgium, Switzerland, Hungary, and Turkey, as well as four other countries, according to German prosecutors. Players, coaches, referees, and other soccer officials were allegedly paid off, influencing the game's outcomes. Then bookies in Europe and Asia, primarily in China, placed millions in wagers against the losers. Some 300 police conducted 50 raids and arrested two people in Switzerland and 15 in Germany. League officials said it was the biggest scam in European football history. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
In northeast China, at least 31 miners were killed after a gas explosion ripped through a coal mine that's said to be state-owned. Rescuers are searching for at least 82 other workers who remain trapped nearly a third of a mile underground. It's the latest in a string of deadly mining accidents in China, despite government efforts to tighten safety regulations. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.